The conference is a really unique event that happens in Boulder, Colorado every year. It's our 69th year of it. And it's a week-long event, 5 days, with 100 speakers from around the country and around different places around the world. And we put on over 200 events free and open to the public. Those include panels with traditional 4 speakers going over a topic, or performances, dance, music, arts. There's lots of different things going on. And they all take place on the CU Boulder campus. Yeah, and so we're really excited to have another year of it, and we feel like we've got more new and exciting things happening than ever.
So can you talk a little bit about what people can expect this year that maybe haven't happened in the past?
So some of the things happening this year that are new to maybe those who've been several times before and are interested in what else they can check out is, as you know, our program is quite large with over 200 events in 5 days, and we use many different venues across campus. And for those who haven't been before, the program can be pretty overwhelming to decide what you want to go to with so many different events. So this year we identified 3 themes based on the speakers we had that accepted and the topics that they submit that they want to talk about. Our volunteer program committee noticed some themes emerging, and so they identified those in the program this year to help you better navigate the conference. And those are space exploration, why food matters, a taste of things to come, and Democracy Now. And those are really filled around. Our keynote speaker this year is Dava Newman. She's the former deputy administrator of NASA, and she's going to do a keynote address speaking about our exploration to Mars, and she's also the inventor of a new spacesuit called the Biosuit. And then we have a couple other space exploration-related speakers and scientists, so that kind of helped round out that theme. Our Why Food Matters theme was built upon, we have Chef Rick Bayless coming from Chicago. We have Deb Eschmeyer coming, who was one of the people coordinating, I believe she was the director of Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative, and a lot of that was built around nutrition. And we also have Michael Bakker coming, who's the director of Google Food. So as you can see, kind of based on the people we had confirming, it helped us round out those themes, and I hope that it'll help those if you're interested in something or you want to kind of stay within a theme at the conference this year. It'll help you navigate our program a little bit.
There is a book club and a food series this year as well, correct?
Yes, there is an actual book club, which has never happened before. So I swear my job as the marketing manager is to corral all these amazing ideas that our volunteer program committee of over 150 community members and students come up with and try to execute them because they have so many new ideas they want to do every year. So this year we did actually have a book club that the program committee put together. They selected a book and they invited not only all of the speakers attending and hosts and moderators, but all of the attendees in the community and the students who are coming to Boulder to read this book ahead of time. And that way it would give everyone something to talk about while they were waiting in line and just, you know, have something in common to look forward to CWA Week. And there's going to be a panel about the book with speakers who also read it. And so, and you know, there's an opportunity for Q&A at the end. So it is kind of cool. It's like our program committee created this book club with a book, Hillbilly Elegy, for everyone attending the CWA, and the speakers are all a part of it. So that was kind of a really neat new thing. Yeah, and the food series, that is underneath, like I said, one of those themes. It's called, the broader name for it is food series, but Why Food Matters, A Taste of Things to Come. The food series is that theme that came out of us having those speakers like Chef Rick Bayless and Deb Eschmeyer and the director of Google Food who confirmed, and we've put together some food panels for them to talk about those things. Something that's really unique this year that's also new, we have so many new things, so it's kind of hard to hit them all, but is something called Hometown Conversations, which was another idea from our program committee. And these are special panels that are designed to address issues that are relevant to the Boulder community. So we'll have some local experts join along with CWA speakers who are from other states or other countries to explore like effective options to problems that the Boulder community face. So I believe one is on sanctuary cities and the other one is on the housing crisis in Boulder. And those will be really interesting ones, I think, for people in the Boulder community who also want to hear about something that impacts them locally. And these are happening too. One of them, at least I know, is part of our CWA night series. We have several different panels happening in the evening after 5 o'clock, and those are specifically catered to community members who are working professionals and students who can't attend during their classes during the day. And we also have some panels happening off campus this year. We have a performance at Made Life. We have a Wednesday night panel at the Dairy Arts Center. We have a poetry slam at Innisfree Bookstore on the Hill. So So we're really trying to bring CWA to the people who don't want to come to campus or aren't able to come to campus too in the off hours during the week and extend it out into the community as much as we can.